Taking a look first at your news for the hour. On March the 2nd, President Donald J. Trump awarded the Medal of Honor to three U.S. Army soldiers for acts of gallantry above and beyond the call of duty. The nation's highest honor was given to Commander Sergeant Major Terry P. Richardson, U.S. Army, and he's currently retired, to Master Sergeant Roderick W. Edmonds, who has passed away, as well as Staff Sergeant Michael H. Ollis, who also received his award posthumously. On Tuesday, the U.S. Army inducted Richardson of Fairgrove into the Pentagon's Hall of Heroes Distinguished Roster, which is the Defense Department's permanent display on those who received the Medal of Honor. Richardson was recognized for his bravery during the Vietnamese War. On September 14, 1968, Richardson's platoon was ambushed by a North Vietnamese battalion, and despite heavy machine gun fire, Richardson went forward three different times to rescue three wounded soldiers. And after that, he climbed a hill despite being wounded by a sniper in order to give his orders and coordinates away from his unit, which helped to protect the remainder of his unit. And by doing that, he is credited with saving the lives of 85 fellow soldiers. And another news for today. A Tuscola County deputy is retiring after years of service to the county and its residents. K-9 Bleck is retiring after 7 years of service with the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department. He was trained originally to detect explosives, but did so much more over the years. Bleck was certified by the National Association of Professional Canine Handlers in obedience, article searches, area searches, building searches, tracking, aggression, and explosive detection. During his career with the department, Bleck and his partner Sheriff Ryan Robinson, who was a deputy back then, were deployed 275 times. Bleck also provided valuable assistance in searching for missing children and also is credited with locating a pipe bomb. The soon-to-retire deputy is well-known throughout the county for his numerous appearances in schools as well, as a way of educating students and staff about how a law enforcement dog does its job. When he does retire, Bleck will turn in his protective vest and badge and spend the rest of his years as an office dog and family pet in the Robinson household. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with some further news right after this.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country this spring. More than just a walk, Moving Day is a fun experience that unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org. That's movingdaywalk.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Getting back into your news now for the hour, the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners have called for two public hearings next month. The hearings, which will be in the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Cairo, are regarding transferring of duties from the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners to the County Board of Commissioners. There will be a hearing at 7 p.m. on Thursday, April the 2nd, and another at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, April the 7th. The purpose of the public hearings are to receive public comments regarding whether to transfer the powers, duties, and functions of the Board of Tuscola County Road Commissioners to the Tuscola County Board of County Commissioners. Having to conduct two public hearings is required before the County Board Commissioners can take over the County Road Commission operations. The meetings can be viewed virtually by going to the county's website, tuscolacounty.org. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Slim Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today, Tuesday, March the 3rd of 2026. Carol Marie Heintz, age 70 of Bad Axe, passed away on March the 2nd of 2026. Funeral services for Carol Marie Heintz will be Friday, March 6th at 1 p.m. at the McAlpin Funeral Home of Bad Axe, with visitation Friday, March 6th at 10 a.m. until the time of service. A cremation burial will take place in the spring, and memorials in Carol's name may be offered to the Family Discretionary Fund, and condolences can be shared online with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.